Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 13th, 2023. 3:30 on your clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic, and I am joined by our great friend, Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Good afternoon, Laura.
Hi, James. It's great to be back again.
Good to see you. How have you been?
Pretty good. Pretty busy, but yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, I imagine.
It's been an exciting time in 4-H land.
Let's dive right into it, Laura. We've got some great upcoming events that we want to touch on. What's first?
So I just want to bring up, we have one event coming up next week, Thursday, but there's still time for folks to sign up. But before I talk about that, let me just make it clear that all of the programs that we're calling 4-H programs are open to all youth in the community, mm-hmm. regardless of 4-H membership. They just need to basically qualify, if you will, by being in the right age range. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if they've never been to a 4-H thing before, if they're members of Boy Scouts or Boys and Girls Club, excellent. Come on in if the event sounds interesting and fun to you. Mm-hmm. So
it's a great idea, and it's a great way of getting everybody involved, and especially for people to be able to kind of put their foot in the water a little bit and see, well, is 4-H for me or not? And I guarantee almost all of these kids are going to love it. They just give them a chance to get their feet in the water a little on this. That's awesome.
You bet. And it's just a matter of, you know what, we want to do what's best for young people in the community. And if one of the things that youth are really interested in is something like a tour of the fire department, a tour of the sheriff's department, to see what happens at Wood County Dispatch, mm-hmm. then maybe next week, Thursday's Cloverbud Camp mm-hmm. is for them. So in 4-H, Cloverbuds are youth from kindergarten, first and second grade. This camp that's next Thursday, what is the date? I'm sorry. It's July 20th. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Thursday, July 20th is when this camp is. Okay. So if they're, even if they were in third grade last year and this is something that interests them, by all means, sign up. Because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be meeting first over at the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Station number one. If you've never walked through a fire department and seen young kids check out those fire trucks, I mean, it is really something.
Worth the price of admission alone. It's free, but you know what I mean? It's worth it showing up just for that alone. As soon as you said that, the first real field trip I remember was going to the Chicago Fire Department's building. And it's like I'm back there. As soon as you said that, it was like, oh, so I was seven again.
Yeah.
And I was back walking through that place and everything. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a great experience for kids, but like a lot of things with 4-H, there's also that added kind of bonus stuff. And mm-hmm. to me, the kids getting to see people who, grown adults, volunteering and being a part of something like that, putting back into the community like that, that has an impact on kids. That reaches them.
You bet. This is all, our Cloverbud programs this summer are really about that behind the scenes. Let's see our community helpers. Let's get to know them. Mm-hmm. And there's many reasons, not only because, you know, these are important people to the community mm-hmm. that really help us. But, you know, sometimes, whether we like it or not, that can be frightening to kids.
Yeah.
If you see a police officer or a sheriff's deputy with a gun on their hip, mm-hmm. that can be scary. If somebody is actually in a fire and then all of a sudden a fireman comes in full protective gear, mm-hmm. that can be terrifying to kids. So that's another one of the reasons that we do this, is so that those young kids can start to understand that there's just a real person below all of that equipment, and they are absolutely there to help. And when we can put that friendly personal face on firemen, on police officers, on sheriff's deputies, that's a critically important lesson for those young kids to learn.
We, Sheriff Becker and I, off air, on air, talk about this almost every time he's in with us. Mm-hmm. And one of the things him and I really wanted to do with our segment when he joins us once a month is certainly get all the information out that he has and all these very important details, but also in this era of keyboard cowards, showing the human behind the badge, showing the human being there, and building that bridge and better. Because I don't, regardless of how you feel or whatever, your feelings don't deserve to be put on children.
Mm-hmm.
And every kid deserves to feel confident going to a firefighter, going to a police officer, going to a sheriff, and building that relationship. The more comfortable they feel, the more they see these people without the gear, maybe, and those, the less intimidating it is, the more comfortable they feel doing that, going to them. And
and
here's hoping that they don't need to go to it, but if they ever needed to, boy, is this stuff great to have in place. It's really insightful, Laura.
Exactly. I really, you know, I'm a little older. I am of the generation that grew up watching Fred Rogers on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And one of the things that he was known to say is, like, when there is a time of crisis, look around and look for the helpers. Mm-hmm. And I want to be sure that our kids can look around and not see a crowd of strangers, but see who are the helpers, who are the people that they can trust. And so, you know, if you look at some 4-H activities just on the surface, it just likes, you know, oh, look, they're going to go out and they're going to have some fun. Mm-hmm. But there are real important life lessons behind every one of these things that we do.
Shout out to Mr. Rogers. That's such a good show. Such a good show. I love that show. This event, Laura, is there anything else you wanted to touch on with this?
Yeah. So after the fire station, then we're going to go to the courthouse and we're going to be able to visit with deputies from the sheriff's department. Cool. We're going to be able to take a look inside of, you know, law enforcement vehicles. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to meet a canine. One of the officers was working on that for us, but I'm not sure where
we'll see.
But then also a tour of dispatch. So what happens when you call 911? Who are you talking to? It's not just a voice behind the screen. How is it that they can help you? Those dispatchers will be able to tell the kids important information that they should be able to communicate. You know, when 911 started, everybody had landlines. Yeah. And now we have a lot of cell phones out there. So what difference does that make? What lessons do our kids need to know so that if they ever need to call 911, they know what happens next?
Yeah.
And then last but not least with that one, then they're going to have lunch with us and we're going to make first aid kits. So those kids will be able to go out and they're going to be able to be helpers too.
Oh. So. I love this. Yeah. I love this event. It's such a cool idea. Yeah. It speaks to everything we've already touched on, but the other part of this too. I don't know. I think kids are empathetic creatures and human beings. We all start out that way, I think. But I think some of that stuff gets, you know, fades a little bit maybe. Any chance to show more empathy and create more empathy for our kids, to have some more understanding of what it is to call a dispatcher or what it is to be a firefighter and those things, that's details. That's data that they're collecting. Because the brain, we all know the brains are sponges. They're just collecting data. That's important data that hopefully creates a little more empathy in our children and our youth. And that's never a bad thing.
Never a bad thing. Hmm. And, you know, we always go back to these principles of 4-H. And one of them is also building independence. So here we go. And we go and we meet all of these community helpers. And I also want these kids to go away with, you know what? And if there ever is an emergency, I can do some things myself.
Yes.
I can pick up the phone and call 911. If I have a friend who gets hurt, or if I stumble down and I scrape my knee, I can do something to help myself as well. So again, it might just seem like a fun event on the surface, but there are some real important things happening through the fun activities.
Mm-hmm. What do you have next?
Well, I'm just going to say, any of these activities that we talk about today, if you'd like more information, if you'd like to sign up, you can give us a phone call at the Extension office. And that phone number is 715-421-8439.
We'll be sure to get that number out again before we wrap up. Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW Extension. And Laura, what do you have next coming up?
Well, so the next program that we have is for kids that are a little bit older. So I think today we have a really hard time letting our kids be bored. But say 9-10 years ago, there was a little boy named Kane in California, and he had to spend every day at his dad's auto parts shop, and it was boring. And so he took all the cardboard shipping boxes that his dad was getting, and he built an arcade game.
Oh, whoa.
And then, you know, he just kept building. And this all stems from boredom. And then he kept building. He ended up with 5 different arcade games made of cardboard.
Wow.
And then he had passes and all of this great stuff so that people would come in and play them. And one of those days, lo and behold, a documentarian came in. And he made a documentary on Kane's cardboard arcade. So that is the inspiration for our next program.
Oh, cool.
It's Cardboard Camp.
Oh.
And so this is going to be a 4-day program. 3 days imagining, designing, and building arcade games out of cardboard. And literally, I don't have plans for this. This is going to be like, okay, kids, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Let's build it. Those 3 days Ooh. Are going to be at the courthouse. And then on day four, we're going to take our games down to the downtown farmers market so that we can welcome the public to come and play the games.
I cannot wait for this. I wish this was tomorrow. That's so right? awesome. Oh, is that a great idea?
So I'm loving it. And so this one, kids ages 10 and up. And in some of the advertising, we're saying through eighth grade. But you know what? Sometimes we need those older kids.
Yeah.
To have somebody for the young ones to look up to, mm-hmm. to share the ideas, to share the excitement. So I'll welcome anybody for this
That's
one.
That's nice. That's cool.
And so this program's going to run from 11 until 2:30 each day, at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the courthouse. And then we'll be down at the farmer's market from about 8:30 until noon. So this is July 24th through the 27th. So not next week, but the week after. Mm-hmm. And I am just so excited for this. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, like sometimes it's super exciting to know what the end product is going to be.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just really cool to watch what kids can create from their own imaginations. And the thing is kids could do this at home.
Mm-hmm.
But as parents, so often we're so concerned about the mess. Like, oh my gosh, what do you do now? Like, I just cleaned the house and all the things that come after. You know what, friends? I don't care about the cardboard shavings. I don't care about the wads of tape or whatever else. Like, this is what it's all about. This is going to be our creation station. Super excited.
That's very cool. Offering parents a chance for their kids to get messy without them having to clean up is always a great idea.
Right?
Well done by you. But you hit on something that I think is really cool about this, and I think it could be said for almost everything that you guys do. We've heard the phrase many times in life, it's about the journey, not the destination.
Mm-hmm.
So much of this is about the building process, the creative process, the collaborating and working with other kids in different age ranges or even classmates sometimes and out of a school setting and building that kind of. And again, coming back to the things of building in children, cooperation and collaboration are going to be some of your best friends the older you get.
Absolutely.
Very few people work in an industry or work in a job where they're just by themselves all day. You've got to be able to work with others. You've got to be able to collaborate. And any chance to grow on those skill sets is really cool for kids to be able to do. You also mentioned younger kids with older kids. That's always a great dynamic. We both know, I'm sure, and everybody out there listening knows what that's like when an older kid took a moment to acknowledge you, let alone, you know, be nice to you.
Wow, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, I must really be something if that older kid is paying attention to me.
Yeah.
You bet.
It means a lot. And again, another one of those side wonderful things about this.
Mm-hmm.
Do people need to have supplies or anything that they bring to this? Do they need to register?
Registration is a yes.
Okay.
But if you were to walk into my office right now and see my collection of cardboard, I'm not quite sure what you would say about me, because anytime I heard that somebody got a new washing machine or a new whatever, new lawn furniture, I was like, oh my gosh, did it come in boxes? Can I have the boxes? So I have been so looking forward to this that I have been a little bit wild about the cardboard collection here for a few months.
Do people even see you in your office anymore? Or is it just cardboard? Is it just, that's all they see in there is cardboard?
Do I have to answer this question?
No. That's fantastic. I think another reason why we love talking with you and Jasmine, and we love talking about 4-H, it's forever been such a great institution for our young people and all of these great reasons, but it's that passion. I always come back to this with you guys. You get me excited about these events and everything, and not that I wouldn't be otherwise, but you get me that much more into it, and I can't imagine what it's like for these kids working with you guys and stuff. Big shout out to you and Jasmine. You do great work.
Well, I appreciate that, and I have to say, like, I wish that all of my job could be this, because when you're in a role like this, you find out that yes, there's the planning and all of that kind of stuff, and sometimes it gets really draining. But then when I get the opportunity to work with just wonderful young people, it refills my cup. It really does. So just, this is an aside, but middle schoolers really get a bad rap. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just got to spend 3 days with middle schoolers on a bus trip down to southeastern Wisconsin. And while some people would go like, oh my gosh, you must be so
you
exhausted.
Yeah,
they were wonderful. Yeah. And it's those things that make me go like, oh yeah, I can deal with all the bad days at work because I am going to have these days where I get to work with amazing young people. And for the record, I just want to make it clear that all young people really are welcome. So on that trip, we have young people that have mental health struggles, that have physical struggles, that have all of those things. And you know what? Bring them on. They are welcome in this space with us. We want them there. We want everybody just to really be able to be the most, the best that they can be. And so if that's a question that you have, you go like, oh, you know what? This sounds like a program that my grandkid would really like. Oh, but boy, that kid can be so naughty sometimes. You know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
It really is. When you get in different environments and you're working with different people, sometimes they have more struggles, sometimes they have fewer. But I don't ever want that like, oh my gosh, my kid did that one thing and they were so naughty there, they're never going to go anywhere. No, please, please don't do that. Please bring them in. They are welcome. I want to see what they can do. I want to work with them. And if you have concerns about their success, then give me a phone call. Because I have ways that, you know, I can work with people and help them succeed. And if I have a heads up that there are specific struggles or things like that, then that just makes it easier for me to be successful, making those children successful.
It's something that 4-H has promoted for a very long time. And I love any chance to bring this up because I think, you know, I know when we were first talking, a couple of mine, my oldest friend, they have a son who's autistic. And they were hearing our interview and they thought it was really cool and sounded like a lot of fun and it would fit him perfectly, but they held back because, well, he has autism. And I told them right away, I was like, well, no, that's something that Laura and the gang, they want kids like this. We want all kids to come on down. Any chance we can bring that up, I think, is really noteworthy. Thank you for that, Laura. And thank you for doing that. And to the organization of 4-H that does that across the country. We're special and we have a very unique and special 4-H here, but I want to make sure that that's highlighted. 4-H is just great around the whole country that does that kind of work.
You bet. I mean, right? Kids are going to be adults. They are going to be a part of society someday. And so whatever we can do to help them feel like they have a place, like they belong and whatever, like we are going to do that because ultimately the experience they have as young people is going to lead to their success as adults. So
one more time, the details of that event before we get to the next.
Yeah. So Cardboard Camp is going to be July 24th through the 27th right here in Wisconsin Rapids. The Monday through Wednesday will be held 11 to 2:30 in the courthouse. And then on Thursday, we will be at the downtown farmers market from 8:30 until 12:30. So folks can come and play the games we created. And again, if you want more information, if you want to register, give a call to our office.
Laura, you said you had a couple of events. Do we got one more here?
Yeah. So, okay. The next one is called Outdoor Adventure Camp.
Ooh.
And this one's not until August.
Okay.
But, like, this is me going back to my roots and then some. Okay?
Yeah, I love it. All right. I'm already intrigued.
And we mentioned that that middle school travel trip that we just took. And on that trip, we had middle school age kids who got a chance to catch their very first fish ever in their whole life. Outdoor Adventure Camp is going to be that and then some.
Cool.
So we'll be at Dexter County Campground. Well, not at the campground, I'm sorry, but we'll be at Dexter County Park.
Yeah.
And at that event, we're going to have archery. So kids will be able to shoot bows and arrows. We're going to have fishing. And that's in partnership actually with the DNR. So we will have fishing rods provided. Kids do not have to come with that equipment. We're going to be renting canoes from Northward Pedal and Paddle. So kids are going to be able to go canoeing. They're going to be able to learn how to build a campfire, and they're going to be able to cook over that campfire. So all of these, I don't know, maybe you call them camp type things. Maybe you call them outdoor skills. Whatever you want to call it. This is for, again, kids about 10 years old and up. And it'll be all day. We've got incredible volunteers there. Hey, if there are parents that want to come and experience some of those things, they're welcome to come as well. They're not required, but they're welcome to come, because all of these things really are activities that families can do together mm-hmm. for a lifetime. We're not going to be playing football that, you know, you have a limited lifespan on.
Yeah, yeah.
These are things that you can basically enjoy from cradle to the grave. Mm-hmm. And this is one that we've opened up to our friends up in Marathon County, too. I've found that some of these multi-county experiences really are fun. And then we have kids participating in more events throughout mm-hmm. the year because they want to see their friends from other counties come back again. So it might be ulterior motive,
awesome.
But it works.
Oh, that's really cool. Oh, I love that. Oh.
So, yeah.
And it, especially with, you know, a lot of the advancements we have with technology and stuff nowadays, these relationships that get built, they can actually withstand. They can, you know, find ways to communicate and stuff and keep being friends. And
you bet.
I love that. I love that. That's really cool. When this event sounds like all these events are created by you and your team, and you mm-hmm. guys do an amazing job with that. This one feels, if you don't mind, a little personal, a little full circle for you.
Absolutely. So my background is wildlife biology. I used to work for the DNR. And one of the things that inspired me, and okay, let's get personal. I am one of three kids, mm-hmm. two girls and a boy. Mm-hmm. Growing up, my brother was the only one who was put through hunter safety. Like, it was just assumed that girls wouldn't do these things. Mm. So when I was in college, I took hunter ed for my first time.
Right on.
Then after college, I got certified to teach hunter education.
Nice.
My exposure first to things that I still do now, like canoeing and kayaking, mm-hmm. came through Girl Scouts. Mm. I mean, I know the importance of getting exposed to these really cool opportunities.
Yeah.
They don't always happen in the family circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to be able to give. Does it sound silly for me to say give back? But that's what it feels like to me.
I'm at the age where I don't care if things sound corny anymore.
Yeah.
If I believe it, I'm just going to say it. And, and I felt you believe that.
Yeah.
I don't care if that was corny.
Yeah.
I believe that you believe it. And that's all that matters. When it comes for that, I think that there's that part of it, too, where it's great for the adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for the parents, too, seeing their kids doing these activities, seeing these kids being able to thrive in these situations or just experience these situations.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, we focus on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But as parents, we know how good it feels to see your children succeeding or trying something new or enjoying themselves or any of the above. And my kids are in their 20s, and I still get that rush when they tell me they're trying this or they're doing this or what have you.
You
it
bet.
Never fades.
Yeah.
So there's that part of it, too, that I think is kind of cool and unique part of this whole of the 4-H experience.
Sometimes I think as parents, it's easy, or even grandparents, for us to look at our kids and go like, oh, they're too young for that.
Mm.
They're too little to do that. They wouldn't be able to. And then all of the sudden you can see, oh, my gosh, you know what? They really can man that canoe without mm-hmm. an adult doing everything. Wow. Wow, they really can take a fish off the hook without me being the person to do that for them. Oh my, look at how safe they can be around a fire when they've gotten some good instruction, right? Like, I think it's so important for us to give credit to where credit is due,
mm-hmm.
to challenge young people so that they can rise to the occasion, and as adults for us to step back and allow them to rise to that occasion.
Ooh. That's such a key part of it, too, that last part, which is not always easy to do as mm-hmm. a parent or as just an adult. It's in a lot of our instincts to reach down, to help, to do that, and to be defensive. Or in our defense, we were doing, it is how they are, you know, brought into this world, us taking care of them and everything.
Yes.
We're used to doing that.
Yes.
But there comes a point where you got to take your hands off the wheel a little bit. You got to,
mm-hmm.
you know, let them do their take over. And that is something that they are in a safe environment doing at 4-H.
That's exactly right. So not only do we have caring staff, we also have caring adult volunteers that are there, that are like they're cheerleaders, yes, but they're also the risk management folks. They're mm-hmm. watching for anything that could be problematic so your kids are safe.
And we do, before we wrap up, and I did want to mention volunteering and encourage mm-hmm. people to volunteer if you're able to. We greatly appreciate you doing that. Laura, let's go over one the details of this last event one more time before we give people the information on how they can get a hold of you and register.
Perfect. So Outdoor Adventure Day is going to be August 14th at Dexter County Park. We'll be down there from 9 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. Youth need to be age 10 or older. And they're welcome to bring equipment if they have it, but otherwise everything will be provided. Registration is required because we're serving lunch. Mm-hmm. We need a good count. Mm-hmm. So for all of these programs, for more information or to register, give us a call at the Extension office. The phone number is 715-421-8439, or you can always email me. And my email is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, .Huber, H-U-B as in boy, E-R, .Wisc, that's W-I-S-C, .edu.
Always great seeing you and talking with you, Laura. Please say hi to everybody over there, your team, and you guys keep up the great work. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for having me, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR.